Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are chatting with Martin Turin, president and CEO of FPX Nickel. FPX Nickel is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPX, as well as on the OTCQB under the symbol FPOCF. Now, the news that we're talking about was released yesterday, March 30th, and it deals with a new subsidiary company from FPX. The company is called CO2 Lock Corp. Now, this company focused on carbon capture and storage. This is a new development, obviously, for FPX, but in a new company too, because this is a market that is definitely in the growth phase. Carbon capture, carbon credits, all of this, I know we've all heard about this, and many companies have passed our desks recently. But Martin, give us a little understanding here on what the goals are behind CO2 Lock Corp, as this is a divergence from what FPX is doing, and that is the Baptiste deposit, as well as exploring along that Dakar Nickel District in central British Columbia. CO2 Lock Corp, bit of a different focus. Take us through what the goals of this company are, please.
Thanks for having me on again, Corey. So FPX, in the process of exploring and developing the Baptiste deposit in central BC, we have noted the prevalence in the host rock of a mineral called brucite. So the main focus is nickel, but there's also the presence of this brucite mineral. Brucite, when it's exposed to carbon dioxide, will sequester CO2. So the waste rock and the tailings at the Baptiste project, we believe, can be a significant source of carbon sequestration, basically act as a carbon sink and heavily reduce the overall carbon footprint of nickel production at Baptiste ultimately. We've been, you know, pushing forward on the science on this sequestration of carbon in these types of host rocks for almost 6 years now, a lot of that work with the University of British Columbia. And, you know, over the last year or so, we've really, you know, realize that there's an opportunity for sequestration in these types of host rocks that goes well beyond just the brucite deposit. These types of host rocks are, you know, present really around the world. And we believe that, you know, there's a real opportunity to explore for brucite rich deposits and to ultimately develop operations that would sequester CO2 as the main objective. So the main objective of CO2 Lock is to acquire mineral tenure, to develop high brucite content mineral deposits, and to ultimately operate profitable operations that are sequestering CO2 at the million ton scale per annum, so at a very large scale. And at a given carbon price, we believe those could be profitable operations. There's going to be a host of intellectual property that gets developed in advancing that concept as well, and FPX would benefit by having access to that IP. So it's an exciting concept. It's something that more rightly sits in a separate vehicle. So we've raised a little bit of money in a friends and family round for CO2 Lock to really take wings on its own, and FPX will retain an interest and be able to have a front seat to looking at the developments of CO2 Lock in the months and years to come.
Martin, this CO2 Lock concept is a really interesting idea, because I know for years you have messaged to the market just how important deposits that FPX has are at sequestering carbon. But to apply it to a brucite, you know, search globally and to look for these really does feed into that emerging carbon credit marketplace. Would the idea be that once you get a couple of these brucite deposits located and sequestering carbon, that then the carbon credits could be sold to other companies that need those credits in a more effective way than, say, a tree farm or a mangrove forest?
That's exactly right. So this is large-scale industrial operations that whose main purpose is to sequester huge amounts of CO2. They're sequestering it in a way that is permanent. Okay, so sequestration of carbon dioxide in a forest is by definition impermanent, right? Ultimately, those trees will die a natural death, or they may die as a result of forest fire, and you will see the release back of all the CO2 that has been sequestered by those trees and forests. When you are sequestering CO2 in this setting, you are mineralizing the CO2 permanently. The CO2 is going into a mineral form, and that is a permanent form of sequestration. So we think that these are going to be particularly high value credits. So not all carbon credits are created equal. We think of the credits associated with the nature-based options as being the sort of the equivalent of junk debt. It's debt that can yield something. It has some value to it. But really, if you're investing in debt and you're investing in carbon credits, you want AAA graded debt or credits. And we think these credits are going to be AAA and attract, you know, premium pricing vis-a-vis some of the other different types of carbon credits that are going to be available in the market. That's what would lead the operations of CO2Lock to be profitable for the sequestration credits alone and the revenue that would be derived from therefrom.
Okay, Martin. So I understand that you guys are looking for brucite-rich deposits, but I understand there's also a technology component that you're going to be utilizing within the CO2Lock Corp. Can you take us through how tech will play into this?
Yeah, so there's one aspect is trying to explore for and discover brucite-rich mineral deposits. If people go to the CO2Lock Corp website, they'll see the investor presentation there, and they'll see that the brucite is found in ultramafic assemblages of host rocks, and ultramafics are present, you know, in dozens and dozens of countries all over the world. So there's a huge sort of untapped opportunity to explore for brucite, as no one has ever made that a focus of exploration efforts, certainly to our knowledge. So there's a huge opportunity to find high grade brucite deposits. Over and above that, there are hosts of opportunities and challenges associated with all of the engineering parameters to maximize the rate of carbon capture in these host rocks. And so this will be kind of a heavy sort of R&D effort that involves both the exploration side as well as the engineering, geotechnical, hydrogeology, materials handling, a whole host of, you know, hardcore technical disciplines to actually unlock this concept and make profitable operations out of these brucite deposits.
Well, Martin, could you also speak to the back end of the flow in this process? Because in looking at the presentation, you know, you kind of have the process of locking up the CO2, but then you have kind of the ex situ process. Just walk us through how that works.
Yeah. So at a high level, you can mineralize carbon dioxide in these host rocks in one of two ways. One would be what would be called the ex situ or the out of ground method. That's where you're actually mining these brucite-rich deposits. You're then breaking that rock down, and you are exposing that rock, once it's been brought to the surface, to CO2, either from air or from a concentrated point source of carbon dioxide. So that's the ex situ methodology, and I would draw the analogy to these would be like kind of roadstone quarry operations, if you will, as opposed to full-on mining operations with a full mill. The other option is the in situ method, and that's where you would find these brucite-rich mineral deposits. And rather than actually, you know, digging up that host rock and bringing it to surface, you would inject the CO2 into the subsurface. And with sufficient permeability of the host rock, the CO2 would circulate through the host rock and be absorbed in situ in the ground in the host rock without having to disturb the surface.
So, Martin, in terms of moving this company forward, the company is a subsidiary of FBX. FBX holds 76% ownership here, and you will be putting in, you're not going to be running this company. There is going to be a different management team. What's the process here of moving this company forward? And on the back of that, are we going to see CO2 Lock Corp listed on a public exchange?
Yeah, so the FPX team will not be running this. That's exactly right. FPX is on day one a majority controlling shareholder of CO2 Lock. CO2 Lock will have its own management team. It will have its own CEO. It'll have its own chief scientific officer, and other disciplines will be filled either by full-time staff or consultants. That group of people will be tasked with moving forward this concept in total. FPX, as I mentioned earlier, will have a front row seat to be able to observe that progress, and again, has a right to use any intellectual property that's developed by CO2 Lock on its own properties. So if the CO2 Lock, you know, management and personnel come up with innovative new ways of sequestering carbon dioxide in these types of host rocks, FPX will be able to apply those technologies and that intellectual property to our own projects. So it really is you know, a great way of having that front row seat to that R&D process and being able to benefit the FPX project itself. Over and above that, of course, the FPX shareholders benefit from their shareholding in CO2Lock. CO2Lock today is a private company. For the foreseeable future, it will continue to be a private company. However, you know, at some point, we would expect, certainly with success, that there could be an opportunity for FPX shareholders to see that value of their shareholding in CO2Lock, you know, come to the surface and be monetized in some way. But that's still some way off.
Okay, Martin, I think we've gotten a lot of the information out here on CO2Lock Corp. We will post a link below this interview to that news release, and then also another link to the CO2Lock Corp website, where everyone can go through that corporate presentation. If any of you have any follow-up questions in any degree for Martin regarding this new company, CO2Lock Corp, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and we'll follow along as this company does advance, albeit in the early stages. Martin, thank you, as always, for your time. Keep us up to date on news for CO2 Lock Corp as well as FPX. Have a great rest of your week there, Martin.
Thanks, guys.